This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Yo, what up? It's Dean Bakari. Welcome back to the show. Today, we are going to talk about an awesome big idea that I came across while reading a book by Amy Cuddy called Presence. And it's a really cool book. It's all about kind of bringing your boldest self to life's biggest challenges, developing confidence, really just stepping into your most authentic self, right? So in the book, she talks about a really cool little idea that I really like and that I actually kind of naturally been using for years, but never really was able to articulate into words. And it's about getting excited when you feel anxious about something. Right. So, for instance, if you're about to do something and you feel really, really nervous about it, really, really stressed out, rather than telling yourself, oh, my gosh, you know, calm down, just be calm, you say, get excited. It's time for me to get pumped right now because I'm about to crush it, or I'm about to do this thing that I'm feeling a little bit nervous about, that I might have some butterflies about. But you know what? I'm going to choose to become excited. So here's what she says. In the book, quote, as most of us know, stage fright can feel like a paralyzing overdose of anxiety. And what do people tell us to do when we're anxious? They tell us, with good intentions, to calm down. As it turns out, that might just be the very worst thing they can say. You see, anxiety is what psychologists describe as a high arousal emotion. As I've explained, when we are anxious, we occupy a heightened state of psychological vigilance. We are hyper alert. Our hearts race. We break out into a sweat. Our cortisol may spike. All of these reactions are controlled automatically by our nervous system. And it's virtually impossible for most people to shut out that kind of automatic arousal, to abruptly de-escalate it. Not only can we not calm it down, but when someone tells us to calm down, it also reminds us of how calm we are not, which stokes our anxiety even more. Love it. Now, right after saying that, she then cites the work of Harvard researcher Alison Wood Brooks, and she goes on to tell us about another high arousal emotion that's actually not so negative at all and is in fact quite positive. Again, as I mentioned above or earlier, it's about excitement. It's about getting pumped, getting excited. Here's what she says. Quote, Brooks predicted, this Harvard researcher that I just told you about, that we may not be able to extinguish arousal, but we should be able to change the way we interpret it. So, rather than fruitlessly trying to change the arousal level of our emotional states from high to low, what if we try to change them from negative to positive, from anxiety to excitement? End quote. Love it. So, the actionable insight from this big idea is pretty darn clear, right? When you're stressed out of your mind, when you're freaking out, say your boss asks you to give a last minute presentation in front of everybody at work, and you know, people that are really important in your company are going to be there and they're going to be watching you, and you're freaking out. Anybody would be nervous, you know, high stress situation, super anxious type of scenario. You know, what do you do? What are you going to do? You know, instead of saying, okay, calm down, which is what most of us would tend to kind of go to, right? We'd naturally lean towards saying that. And other people would tell us, all right, you know, just breathe, just be calm, go into your own zone, right? Instead of saying that, don't say that. Do not say that. do say, however, I'm excited. You know, I'm about to crush it right now. I'm excited about doing this. Rather than basically trying to change your arousal state from very high to very low, you could try to change the way in which you experience that arousal state from something negative to something positive. Again, for example, when something stressful that you typically interpret as negative goes down in your life, don't say, oh my God, something's wrong, I'm freaking out right now. Instead, try to change the way you interpret or experience that specific situation from negative to positive by saying something like, you know, yes, I'm super pumped, super excited about this right now because my body's giving me all of this energy, all this intensity that I need in order to succeed in this very moment. I have got this right now. I'm gonna crush this. Right? Because really and truly, your body does increase in energy. What we oftentimes think is anxiety and nervousness and stuff like that, you know, it's actually your body, your heart's racing, you know, your heart's pumping, blood's just going through your body, it's just surging through your body, you're just nervous, the nerves, your hands are sweaty, you know, you're shaking. That's all energy. Literally, that's your body, your biology producing energy. And that's a force right there. So if you can harness that from something that's fear-driven to something that's positive and enthusiastic and energy-driven in a good way, then you can really utilize that. I always utilize that when I'm speaking. Always, always. Never a situation when I don't. I always tell myself to get excited, to use these nerves for something positive, to serve, to help. You know, any such stressful situation, harness that power. The next time you get nervous, stressed out, just remember to feel the fear and use it, utilize it as energy to get yourself excited and enthusiastic and ready to dominate whatever situation you gotta dominate. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.